Let's talk about how to read the staff lines for tablature. We see that there are five staff lines. From top to bottom, they represent the strings on the banjo. So the first top line represents the first string. That's a D string. The second line represents the second string, which is a B string. The third or middle line represents the middle or third main string of the banjo, which is the G string. And the fourth line down from the top represents the D string, or the fourth string of the banjo. And the very bottom line represents the short fifth string, which is a G string. So let's look at this tab note by note. The first note that is indicated to play is a little zero at the bottom line, right on the bottom line. That's telling you to play the fifth string, but the zero means don't fret it at all. So play it open. The second note in says it's a number one on the second line down. The second line indicates the second string. So you know you want to play on the second string, and the number one indicates that the first fret is where you should be placing your finger. Which finger? Look above the staff and you'll see a red number one. That indicates the left hand first finger. So take your left hand first finger, put it on the second string at the first fret, as indicated by that second note. That happens to be a C note. The third note is played on the first string, and you'll see there's a number two. That means the second fret of the first string, and the number above it, which is a red number three, means you should use your third finger, which is your ring finger of your left hand, on the first string at the second fret, and your right hand is indicated on the blue letters underneath the staff. You play that with the right hand middle finger, which is indicated by the letter M. So your first three notes sound like this. The fourth note in indicates to play the fifth string again, and you play that with your right hand thumb. And don't fret it, it's just played open, as indicated by the zero on the fifth line down. So the four notes in a row sound like this. The fifth note in is a quarter note, and it's telling you to play the first string open. Underneath that says the letter M in blue. That means pick it with the right hand middle finger. The last set of notes there shows that they should be played simultaneously, the first string open and the fifth string open, played by the right hand, middle, and thumb. So the whole measure sounds like so. One and two and three, four.